The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome, really warm welcome, everybody. Nice to see you all. Nice to see you all. So tonight I wanted to talk just a little bit about maybe some the results from some scientific studies that kind of validate, or I don't even know if that's the right word, that are pointing in the same direction as what I've been teaching, what my experience is, and what other people have shared with their experiences. And this is work that was done by Barbara Fredrickson. She's a well-known psychologist, and she has this theory called broaden and build. Broaden and build. And essentially, the idea is that if you broaden, if you have some positive experiences, including loving kindness, practicing with loving kindness, but if you have some positive experiences, then you're more likely to have, you're broaden your experiences. For example, if you happen to have like some joy or some delight, then it kind of creates the urge to play. Like play is just like a natural outcome if there's some delight. You're more likely to be playful if you have a sense of joy or delight. And then being playful maybe helps kind of like push the limits a little bit. Maybe there's some creativity, or maybe they're doing something different that you hadn't done before. And then this idea of building is that then having done something that you haven't done before, and or just having these experiences of joy, for example, or happiness or delight or something like this, helps create resources. That is, it helps us with, whether we intend to or not, it helps us with our social relationships, helps us with our health. Maybe we're more apt to go outside. Maybe we are more apt to pick up the phone and call somebody or send that email if we're in a kind of joyful or delightful mood or something like this, right? So probably we don't need scientists to tell us this. I think we all kind of know this. And if you've been practicing this, you recognize that loving kindness shows up in so many different ways. And maybe it's not in the direct way that we're expecting. That is, we might expect, oh, well, it has to show up when we're exactly in those moments when we're meditating, when we're trying to cultivate it. And instead, sometimes it shows up in other places, or maybe it's just helping us to create resources. So resources being not only increased health, for just example, going outside and exercising, or relationships, picking up the phone or sending that email. But it also helps with really, really important resources, like having some more self-acceptance. And just even, you know, whatever way we can move the mind towards less inner critic and more self-acceptance can make a tremendous difference. But she also reported that practitioners who were doing loving kindness practice and other things that bring some positive emotions like joy or delight is having more of a connection to a purpose in life. So I've talked about this a few times, how sometimes having a sense of some meaningfulness can be such a great support for our lives. But sometimes the opposite, not having some meaningfulness, can really be taxing and detrimental, or can really weigh on the quality of our life. So here's maybe some data that comes out of this study, where they compared people who are doing loving kindness meditation with usual just mindfulness meditation. And I'm sorry, so loving kindness, breathing meditation, and observing thoughts meditation. And they said, well, the average likability of the practice was low for loving kindness. Just that some people felt like, yeah, this loving kindness practice maybe wasn't their cup of tea, or they just didn't quite feel right. But that it increased significantly the more that they practiced, the likability of the practice. So then maybe consistent with that was finding that the perceived effort, like it just, people were saying it just felt, I don't know exact what words they used, but I'll use these words. It just felt maybe too complicated, too busy, too something. People were reporting that for loving kindness, but then that also quickly diminished. So I'm kind of preaching to the choir here, but if some of you also have like a mindfulness practice and a loving kindness practice, maybe you've seen this kind of play out for yourself. And to be sure, there, I know of a number of people, it's the opposite. For them, loving kindness is the easiest and less effortless and most likable. But for a lot of people, it ends up being a little bit of an acquired taste. So just maybe a note of encouragement if at first you're feeling like, I'm not so sure about this. So maybe I'll just mention one more that I didn't talk about. This so broaden and build this idea of, well, I talked about joy and maybe some love and delight, but also just this idea of curiosity or interest, kind of being engaged. This creates the urge to explore, and then just this spirit of exploration is to take in new information or new experiences, which then can help us build more resources. So there's a long list of these things that she talked about, this broaden and build. So having these positive experiences help us to build resources. And then maybe the last thing I'll say about this, one thing that's noteworthy about these resources is that it's not just like a little blip, like, oh, okay, resources went up and then they went back down, but they're enduring. Like some of these changes in our relationships or our health or our view about ourselves, our view about life is enduring. So sometimes I like to give little talks here that are more inspirational or heartfelt. And today is a little bit more kind of sharing some, maybe what you already knew. But sometimes it's helpful to have words maybe to put towards our experience, this idea of broaden and build. So with that as an introduction, let's do some loving kindness practice so we can do our own broadening and building if that's what's arising. So we'll take an alert posture. And just feeling into the moment. What does it feel like right now? Feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. Feeling the body in general. What does it feel like to be in this posture? Can there be some uprightness and some ease? Be a little bit of a body scan, checking in with areas around the eyes and the mouth, these areas where we often hold tension. in the neck, in the shoulders, bring the shoulders away from the ears, the upper back and lower back. The chest. Maybe there's just a really slight movement of opening the chest. Maybe imperceptible, nobody else would see. Just opening the chest and relaxing the belly. Feeling again where we are seated, the pressure against the body, and the buttocks, the upper legs. The lower legs. The feet, another place we can feel grounded. The arms. And the hands. And feeling into what the hands are. Feeling into the experience of having hands and what the hands are touching. Two different experiences in the hands. Then bringing our attention to the sensations of breathing. And we'll hang out here just for a little bit, feeling the expansion and contractions with the breathing. And when the mind wanders, just very gently, simply begin again. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, someone for whom it's easy, uncomplicated, to feel warmth, care, warm-heartedness, openness. This could be somebody you know, somebody you have a relationship with. Maybe somebody you don't know, but who has really touched your life through their writings or their talks. Maybe it's a pet, a furry family member. Maybe it's an imaginary, kittens, puppies, babies, whomever. Just bringing them to mind and connecting with them. And then to support our cultivation of loving kindness, we can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Checking in with the body and see if there is any sense of openness, spaciousness, warmth. Maybe it's felt at the heart center, or maybe it's just a more vague, diffuse feeling. Or maybe there's nothing there in particular. It's perfectly fine. But if there is a sense of warmth or spaciousness, allowing that to get as big as it would like. allowing it to be a support or some nourishment for the cultivation of warm-heartedness, loving-kindness. Maybe refreshing our connection with the lovable being. And then to extend our loving kindness to a good friend. Somebody we know, have a relationship with. Maybe it's a family member or a friend. And extending warm-heartedness, goodwill towards this person. In the same way. Bringing them to mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. We don't have to force anything. We don't have to try to manufacture anything. We're just creating the conditions in which some warm-heartedness might arise. And then can we extend our loving kindness to ourselves, including ourselves in our well-wishing? May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Can we touch into some of the warm-heartedness, good-heartedness for ourselves, all aspects of ourselves, our complete selves? And then expanding one more time for a neutral person, somebody we don't know. Maybe somebody in this Zoom call, somebody in the neighborhood you see on occasion. Sometimes it's not quite as easy to bring them to mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Reconnecting with the neutral person. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then we'll end with some equanimity practice. So bringing to mind somebody you care about, somebody you have a relationship with. And sometimes they're a little bit bothersome, irksome, not the most difficult person you know. Bringing this person to mind, and we'll say a different phrase. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground, the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. This idea of having a loving kindness practice, which can bring, it doesn't always, but sometimes it can help create the experiences of warmth or care or some openness or spaciousness. I want to reiterate, it's perfectly fine if nothing in particular happens during the meditation practice, but it's part of the way in which we can enhance our life by having some of these positive experiences that then create the conditions in which we can build some resources. This positive spiral as opposed to a negative spiral. So now I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where you'll have an opportunity to talk about this idea of a positive spiral and loving kindness practice. Has that been a part for you? Has that been part of your experience? And or you could talk about just how that meditation was. Perfectly fine to say that was boring and I have no idea what she was talking about. Or maybe you could say, that was great. Or, you know, whatever it is, we don't all have to have the same ideas. We don't all have to be having the same experiences. I kind of want to make room for all of us here. So I'd like to put you into groups of three or four, but that's how I set things up. But sometimes people leave and then the numbers change. And just one thing, one idea of this idea of a positive spiral, broaden and build, and then let it go to the next person. And they say maybe one thing, and then it goes to the next person, and then the next person, and then it comes back around. And then you have an opportunity to say something that, the second time around, maybe being influenced by what you heard before. So in that way, there's maybe something new can arise. And part of the reason why I set it up this way is just to make room for the introverts and just to allow every space for everybody, all our voices to be heard. So if it's helpful, you can go in the order of the number of characters in your screen name. Shortest or fewest characters can go first. Okay, so here we go. Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome. Welcome back. I made a little error in the breakout rooms. You guys were in there a little bit longer than I was thinking. So it's the top of the hour. But if you'd like, does somebody have a comment or a question? And we can stay maybe a few minutes after the hour.
So you talked about a circle, a spiral. Could you explain some more?
Yeah, this virtuous spiral. So that is when we have like some positive experience, positive emotions, positive experiences, then we're more apt to maybe be more flexible in our thinking, or more apt to maybe be playful or explore things. And then the playfulness, the exploring, the going outside, then helps create the conditions in which more positive experiences can arise. So
thank you.
And that loving kindness practice is one of those things. So maybe this sense of warm-heartedness is a place in which can be the kicking off point for a positive spiral. So something like that. Thank you, Neil.
Diana, it's Michael. Deep bows for your sweet channeling the Dharma. Question, can you refresh my memory? Is upward spiral Rick Hansen, or where did you get that beautiful languaging?
I made that up. Positive spiral. That's because isn't the opposite like negative spiral or virtuous?
Oh my goodness! You have to do a book. I'm loving
right
it.
Right on it.
Yeah.
Michael, I'm so happy to see that you are M. I didn't see your phone, and I was wondering, like, oh, maybe Michael isn't.
Yeah, I'm at the house without a landline, so I'm on some device thing. So apologies in advance to the whole sangha.
You don't have to apologize.
It's if nice. I do anything wonky.
It's nice to hear from you, Michael.
I think what we were talking about in our group was we were all kind of impressed with, you know, you call it a positive upward spiral, which I think works too, but it's also... it's transformative. It transforms us into a different way of engaging with the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then when we engage differently in the world, that helps create more conditions, right? We have some positive experiences and
a positive spiral.
A positive spiral. Thank you, Abraham. Are there any more comments or questions? Okay. Maybe I'll just say one more time, Trudy, if I could, I have a message for you. It's so funny, like, okay, you're on detention. You have to stay after class.
Again?
Oh, no. Just wait, I'm going to send a note to your parents.
Uh-oh.
I don't know, she just told us she was 87. I don't know if that's going to work.
Yeah. Stop misbehaving, Trudy.
What's that?
Stop misbehaving.
Yep. Okay, I'll try. But if I follow after you, we're all in trouble.
We're becoming such a family. Wow. Okay.
That's very sweet. Very sweet.